If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the most powerful of all human abilities is the ability to create clear mental pictures. You see, your subconscious, which is where all of your programming takes place, is activated by mental pictures combined with emotion. So when you create clear mental pictures, when you begin to dwell on a clear mental picture of the person that you would like to be, you begin to close your eyes or think about the person that you would like to be, the subconscious cannot tell the difference between a real experience, one that is actually happening to you, and one that you vividly imagine on the screen of your mind.
That is to say, what you think produces energy in the universe that, if you think it often enough and long enough, will actually produce a physical result in your life.
You're creative. If you can visualize it, you can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what Hill said. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. We can grow into anything we choose because we build the idea, it becomes the nucleus, it controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us. You know what our problem is? We're growing into an oak tree one day, a carrot the next. Get locked into your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction.
You already have within all it's required to attract, literally, whatever you want into your life. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hand, because that is the frequency. Match the frequency of the good you desired. If you hold the dream in your mind and you don't let the outside world control you, that space will fill in. The way will be shown. I believe that was written in the Bible.
When you have an idea, when something comes into your imagination, that's not just your imagination. God places everything he has for you in your imagination. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction.
If you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does.
The natural laws of this universe are so precise that we don't have any difficulty building spaceships, sending people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. Now think. Some people refer to the laws as God's modus operandi. Well, do you know, you and I can learn these laws, and then we can learn how to live in harmony with them. And when we do, everything starts to happen in a very good way.
Make your future dream a present fact by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. It will chase after you if you can place into your imagination what it is that you would like to attract and begin to feel it. That which you feel yourself to be, you are. And you are given that which you are. So assume the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of your wish. And your wish must be realized.
But understand this. The paradigm and the thinking control the vibration you're in. And the vibration you're in is going to dictate what you attract. People that are in a poverty consciousness will continue to attract lack and limitation. It has nothing to do with this, what's going on here. This is your educated mind, and you could gather all kinds of information. Have you ever wondered why some people have such an educated mind? They have degrees coming right off the end of their business card, but it doesn't show up in their results. Why?
paradigm. The law of attraction. You've got to change this. You've got to change the vibration you're in, and your whole world changes.
Every day in the morning, if you start your day with this simple thought in your mind, that today, wherever I go, I will create a peaceful, loving and joyful world. If you fall down 100 times in the day, what does it matter? For a committed man, there is no such thing as failure. If you fall down 100 times, 100 lessons to be learnt. If you commit yourself like this to creating what you really care for, now your mind gets organized. Once your mind gets organized, the way you think is the way you feel, your emotion will get organized. Once your thought and emotion is organized, your energies will get organized in the same direction. Once your thought, emotion and energies are organized, your very body will get organized. Once all these 4 are organized in one direction, your ability to create and manifest what you want is phenomenal. You are the creator in many ways.
Your state of being is the combination of what you think, how you feel, and the energy you carry throughout your body. It's your emotional tone, your beliefs, your unconscious patterns, and the level of organization and coherence between your heart, your mind, and your nervous system. So if you feel fearful, frustrated, or doubtful, even if you say you're abundant, the field receives the fear, not the words. That becomes your broadcast signal. And the quantum field reflects back to you a life that matches that frequency.
The fact that we are already enlightened, we're already complete, and it's just realizing that you're complete. Once you realize you're complete, then this life and everything in it becomes a play of form, something to toy with and play with and make something good out of.
I want you to catch the thought you're thinking right now and ask yourself, is it negative or is it positive or is it neutral? Do you want this thought to create your future? Now, because we think so quickly, and the thoughts just go whizzing through our minds, it's not always so easy to begin changing our thoughts. You can start by editing your speech. Begin to listen to what you say, and don't say anything that you don't want to become true for you. There are literally billions of thoughts that you can think, and infinite numbers of things that you can say. Make these be nourishing thoughts. Pick thoughts that create nourishing experiences for you. Don't waste time thinking thoughts that create problems for you and then try to fix the problem. That to me is foolish and a waste of time.
See, everything that happens outside's got to happen inside first. Now let's review what we've done. We've gained an understanding that we are literally programmed. We're programmed genetically and environmentally. We've taken a look at our life the way it is. We've decided that we are going to be in the winning category of people. We are going to be very selective about the people that we spend our time with. We're not going to spend a lot of time with people that we don't enjoy and that don't enjoy us. So that even we're not thinking, we get the very best thinking coming into our mind. We're going to sit down and write out our lifestyle the way it is now. All the negative aspects mixed in. Health, wealth, relationships, everything. And then we're going to take another sheet, the B sheet, and we're going to put on there exactly how we want to live. We're going to write it out, I am so happy and grateful now that. We're going to do that with our finances. We're going to write out where we are at financially, and we're going to write out where we want to be. Now burn the A-list. Burn it. It's symbolic. Literally burn it and let it go away. And then start reading the positive statement about how you're going to live and your finances. Read it over and over and over again. You're going to find it'll work like clockwork. Stay tuned in and learn more on the paradigm shift of how to take control over your life.
You get absolutely better returns at the top ends of achievement because oftentimes assets pool to the winners. The problem is, to achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer, and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go. You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it, and that's sometimes harder than the work.
I think the reason that the hard persists is because the nature of the currency that you pay or that you exchange for the thing that you want changes. Because in the very beginning, you basically have to, like, you know, conquer your friends and family who tell you that this might be a bad idea. Okay, fine. You get over that. And then you have to conquer yourself in the most basic level of like, I have to do something. Okay, so you start taking action. You start learning how to learn stuff, which is learning through failure and learning through it. So you start doing that and you realize you're not going to die if you fail. Okay, then after that, then it's like, okay, but then now you have this dramatic skill deficiency, right? So you have to very quickly level up in a ton of different things. In whatever domain you're in, right? And then that has many failure loops that have we habituated to failure? No, it's too generalized. So the failures that occur are specific, and so it's just like, oh, I didn't know I could fail in this way.
You know, one of the things that I like to teach people, when there's a problem, and we all have problems, not all of us can deal with the world and war, but we can deal with our own problems. When a problem comes up, one of the best things to say is, all is well, everything is working out for my highest good, and out of this situation, this so-called problem, only good will come, and I am safe. And you know, this is something that's very powerful. All is well, everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe. And what that does, it quiets your mind down, or my mind down, long enough for the universe to find a solution for the so-called problem.
You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. It is the law of attraction. It is real. It is nothing fake about it. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're gonna meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich, you won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different.
Law of attraction is a secondary law. It's not a primary law, it's a secondary law. The primary law is a law of vibration. Yep. You're not on the frequency, you're not going to attract it. The image you impress upon the subconscious controls your vibration, yet the vibration controls what you attract. See, it dictates the frequency you're on. You can only attract what's on the frequency. You've got to get emotionally involved with this new image. You've got to see it happening. If you dial someone's number, you're not going to get me. You got to dial my number to get me. If I don't dial your number, I'm not going to get you.
So this is the key. You dream as though you had no limitations. Nothing's holding you back. Imagine you have all the time, all the money, contacts, all the education, influence. You have everything going for you in the whole world. And just simply decide, these are my dreams, and write them down. Project yourself into the future and say, where do I want to be in 5 to 10 years? If I could design a perfect life, so my life was perfect in every respect, my relationships, my income, my work, my family, my health, my home, my car, what would it be? This is the starting point of great achievement, because what will happen is that if you can clearly define that target, you can hit it. You eventually always hit the targets that you set for yourself, but you can't hit a target that you can't see. So allow your mind to float freely. Allow yourself to engage in what is called blue sky thinking. Blue sky thinking means you just simply imagine you have the whole blue sky above you and no limitations, and then you write it down. And then you think and ask yourself this question. What one great thing would I dare to dream if I knew I could not fail?
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.
Your subconscious mind cannot make a distinction between what it is that you are experiencing in your life and what you believe and what you think. It's all the same to your subconscious mind. If your thoughts are on, I can't do something, that's no different than you're not being able to do it physically. If your thoughts are on, I can do it, but your physical body is not able to do it, your subconscious mind starts programming you to, I can do it. You want your subconscious mind to be the driving force in your life so that you get onto automatic pilot and you're always thinking about and attracting into your life the right people, the right events, the right circumstances, because when you assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, Neville said, you take these ideas and turn them into concepts, you turn the concepts into conditions, you turn the conditions into circumstances, and you turn the circumstances into objects, and you turn the objects into the facts of your life.
Brain all of a sudden is receiving an enormous amount of energy. So we've discovered relaxed in the heart and awake in the brain. And that process of transformation is your willingness to sit past that thought, past that emotion, keep training the animal, and sooner or later you can recondition it to a new mind.
You cannot manifest things that are totally out of your control. So sometimes I get asked, can you manifest winning the lottery? I'm like, no, you can't, because it's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Manifesting is about becoming so empowered and so full of self-belief that you make things happen. And in that, it means that you can't manifest things that have absolutely nothing to do with you. This isn't a game of luck.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Everything you imagine is God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. So if you've been imagining that you're going to be rich one day, it's because God wants you to be rich. Now, when you're going to ask him for it, and are you going to wait for it to happen? Or are you going to lose faith? That's the key. You have to believe in something that you can't see. You have to believe you don't see no way how. You have to buckle down and keep believing. God is always coming.
Keep it right in your head. Keep your thoughts good, not bad. Keep your thoughts decent, not indecent. Keep.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keep your thoughts full of faith and not doubt, because it is in your thoughts that is determined whether you will be happy or unhappy, whether you'll be healthy or unhealthy. The happiest person is he who thinks the happiest, most interesting, finest thoughts. And that is a fact.
The greater the probability that you won't go unconscious to it again, and that's how you become more conscious, is catching yourself going unconscious, and it becomes a skill. The more you practice it, the better you get at going like, I'm just not going to believe that any longer. And nerve cells that no longer fire together no longer wire together. So as you attend to that thought and notice it and observe it without actually believing it, it weakens the connections neurologically in the brain. And there's a neurological death or a separation that's taking place. Okay, so the person then who blames and complains and makes excuses and feels sorry for themselves and behaves a certain way, well, those are habits, right? And those are unconscious programmed behaviors. The only way you're going to change is to become conscious that you complain all day long or you blame somebody for your life.
If you say it enough times, it will become so. It really will, because you will be changing your thinking. It'll change your belief about yourself. Okay. And when your belief about yourself changes, mm-hmm. the way the universe reacts to you will change. Mm-hmm. I think of life as a boomerang. Mm-hmm. What you give out, you're going to get back. Just like every time you throw a boomerang out, it's going to come right back at you. Mm-hmm. And so what we believe about ourselves and about life is going to become true for us.
Control your vibration. Control the flow. There's an energy flowing to and through you. And when it flows into your consciousness, it has no form. Our thinking gives it form. And as we internalize it, it controls the vibration of the body's in. Keep the body in a good vibration and you're going to be working the way you want to work, doing the things you want to do.
Your thoughts create your life, and so you have to think positive thoughts all the time. You have to force yourself to think positive thoughts at times. And so I do a lot of different affirmations. I am open and receptive to all the goodness and abundance the universe has to offer. I am in perfect health. My children are in perfect health. We are safe. We are whole. I am whole. I am good on my own. I love myself. I love you, Jennifer. I love the universe. The universe loves me. God loves me. I am youthful and timeless at every age. I am enough.
So let's just say that you can contact the emotions of your future, and you teach your body what it feels like emotionally. If you're able to do that, you will begin to see the feedback in your life. In a sense, when energy makes it to the heart, it begins to broaden the field around the body, an energy that's literally measurable, a magnetic field. And that energy is a frequency And that frequency can carry the thought of your health, of your wealth, of your freedom, of your new relationship, of your new job. So then when there's a vibrational match between the energy, because we're always emitting energy and information, when there's a vibrational match between your energy and some possibility that exists in the quantum field, something magical happens, because once energy makes it to your heart, you're creating from the field instead of from matter. Now this weird thing starts to happen and things start coming to you.
Your subconscious mind is only activated by commands that are stated in the present, positive, personal tense. So again, instead of writing a goal such as, I am going to lose weight in the months ahead, you would write, I weigh X number of pounds by a certain date. Instead of saying, I will earn more money over the next year, you would say, I earn X number of dollars by such and such a date. The more specific you can be in terms of what you want and when you want to achieve it, expressed in the positive, present tense, and beginning with the word I, the more powerful the effect will be on your subconscious mind. Goals written and stated in this way activate the laws of expectation and the law of attraction. They cause you to develop new beliefs about what is possible for you. They also activate the laws of emotion and correspondence. They increase your energy and stimulate your creativity. As a result, you start to move more rapidly toward the achievement of your goals, and they begin to move more rapidly toward you.
Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful that you know something about yourself. I am a spiritual being. I live in a physical body. I correspond with the material universe. I attract to me whatever's in harmony with me. And you see, if you concentrate on the good, and you concentrate on nothing but good coming to you, that's what's going to come. Focus on the good that you desire. Start to see it coming into your life. And a couple of times a day, sit down, let yourself relax, and give thanks for all the good that's coming into your life. And see all the good that you want coming into your life. But have a deep feeling of gratitude. You want to be consciously aware of the energy in the environment you're in. It's very important. And you want to stay in a very good vibration. When you're in a good vibration, good ideas flow into your mind. You'll see a better way of doing whatever you're doing. You'll improve whatever you're doing. And that's really what you want. You want to get magnificent results. Make good things happen.
Whenever you think of anything that causes you any concern, just say to yourself, I can do it. I can do that. I can do anything. I can do anything I put my mind to. Those are the magic words that eventually undercut and erode and wash away any fear that may be holding you back. And you repeat those over and over as affirmations, and you program them deep into your subconscious mind. At a certain point, you override all the negativity from your environment.
And I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, the second that you guys start taking action is the second that the game of f***ing life begins. The second that you guys realize that your goals are f***ing achievable, man, that's when this f***ing starts. That's when you guys can start to understand I can do whatever I want with my life and I'm the decision maker.
You have complete control over the way you feel, over the way you respond to any situation, and over the things you think about at any minute of the day. Whenever you feel negative for any reason, wait a minute, I am responsible. I am responsible. The truth is, nobody can make you feel negative other than you by the way you choose to think about the situation. Exercise your ability to respond positively. Take responsibility for your role in negative situations and allow yourself to let go of negative feelings that might be trapped inside of you because of things that happened in the past that you cannot change.
Take the next 3 months and donate that time to your future self. Commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing a year from today.
And the whole scope of this we call now personal development. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. If you can multiply your value by 3, by 5, you can easily multiply your income by 3, by 5, by 10. But the key to doing it is to work hard on yourself.
Can everybody be successful?
I don't think so. I think a lot of it, people's mindset, like I like to say, you can only grow to what you're exposed to. So like, for example, we're in Beverly Hills right now. You have to grow up and go touch the Rolls Royce and see that that's even possible. A lot of people that never leave their hometown.
So true, man.
Like when I interviewed you, you were talking about proximity.
I was 27 years old when I found out you can own an airplane. Like literally, I remember it so clearly. I met a guy who owned a jet and I was like, hang on a sec. What do you mean? You own your own airplane?
is there like a private sky? Like, right. I had no idea. A mind once expanded can never go back to its original size.
Believing that you can is way more profitable than believing that you can't.
I did an interview for Forbes. They said to me, if you had to do it again, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And I said, I would have dreamt bigger.
Way bigger.
Way bigger.
I had made the decision that I would either die or I would succeed. Repeated message that I had to myself over and over again was, I cannot lose if I do not quit. That was under my control.
Of all the things I know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. You won't recognize it when you get there because you really didn't plan to be there in the first place. The people who are the most specific in life seem to get a goal because the mind is the most marvelous biocomputer ever created.
Feel the emotion of your future before it happens. You know, you can't wait for your wealth to feel success or abundance. You can't wait for your new relationship to feel love. Well, that's kind of the old model of reality of cause and effect, waiting for something out there to change, to take away this emptiness, this lack that I feel in here. Most people then, they have that vision of the future, but they give up on that vision because in order for them to arrive at that vision, they have to do something. They have to think differently. They have to act differently. They have to feel differently. And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. I think everybody at least once in their life has done something great. And when they did something great, they just made up their mind.
When we have a problem, most of us go, oh, panic, God, what are we going to do, blah, 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 blah. But I have something that I try to get people to say. When the minute there's a problem, you stop and you go, all is well, everything's working out for my highest good. And out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe. If it's a small thing, say it two or three times. If it's a bigger issue, babble it incessantly. We need to fix our thinking and our attitude about how we respond to them. And then you get less and less.
Okay, repeat after me. I am going to receive everything that I desire because my intentions and my heart is pure. And every person and opportunity that is for me will flow to me because I am a magnet.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition. So when you bugger off to the pub or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, I study charts. I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, he created a new wave of sincerity about golf. When everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. You have to want it yourself. And that's what separates the 99% with the 1%.
I want to make $1 million a year. Fine. Guess how rare that is. You want to guess? It's not 1%. 1% is 600K in the U.S. And if you're global, forget about it. That's not even a 1 out of 100 goal. It's a 1 out of 200, 1 out of 300 goal. And you have that goal, and you think that somehow you're going to behave like the 299 and get there. It's not normal. It's unbalanced. You have to take unrelenting, obsessive amounts of action for a disproportionate period of time where you get zero reward for doing so. If anything, you just get disproportionate punishment for taking this, and you question your own sanity half the time because you're like, am I just being crazy? Is it insane for me to have these aspirations, these goals, these dreams? And everyone around you will tell you yes because it's in their best interest, because it makes it your failure protects their ego. People demand success but refuse to work. They won't work weekends. People want opportunity but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but they sleep in every day, right? We're the result of our actions, not our aspirations. So many people have the same goal as you, but very few of them will do the same work as you. And so you have to have uneven work to have an uneven goal.
I'm on a different mission. Like I'm chasing the bag. I'm grinding every day. I'm barely sleeping, working toward my album. Like, I love the pressure. You thinking I can't do something.
Right.
I'm thinking I ain't gonna be successful. I love that type of pressure and like, be who you are.
There's two times the door to the subconscious mind opens up: when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. So those are really key times if you want to reprogram your subconscious mind. So in that realm, you can connect to energy and information and you can rewrite a program. And it's not something that you really have to try to do. It's just something that your brain naturally does. You can take advantage of it to say, okay, what's my greatest ideal of myself tomorrow? How am I going to show up? What do I learn from today that I want to stop doing? Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to do tomorrow. Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to think. Let me remind myself of how I'm not going to feel. Let me review these. Let me remember so I don't forget. How am I going to be? How am I going to think? And start off, if your personality creates your personal reality, it makes sense then if you're going to create a new personal reality, you got to change your personality. That's the first step, right? And I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality. It doesn't work. We got to become somebody else.
If you consume enough of that content, if you read enough books about people who have embarked on certain kinds of journeys and made certain choices, that at some point you might introject some of their personality and their responses and subconsciously start making decisions, hopefully positive decisions, on your own behalf, maybe having more appropriate boundaries, maybe taking better self-care or care of other people, and that without even realizing it, you're starting to make better choices on your own behalf. And then at some point, you move from the introject to a recognition that, wait, it was me that made that change.
When you're in your 20s, you don't care what people think. And when you're in your 30s, you're very sensitive to what people think. And then you get into your 40s. And in your 40s, you realize the great truth is that no one was ever thinking about you at all. And that's the fact. Nobody ever thinks about us at all. And there we are. We're so terrified of doing what we really want to do because of what they might say or think. So we stay in that comfort zone.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? I already know the answer of what I should be doing. I'm just scared of making the commitment and having the conversation.
Like, if you could have what you wanted, what would it look like? Think about it. Vision it. Envision it. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. Let it reveal itself to you, right? How would you like to structure your friendships? What would you like to do to put your family in order? You know, how would you aim with regard to your career? How would you educate yourself? How would you take care of yourself mentally and physically?
You only have to be right one time. You don't have to figure it all out in advance. You can be wrong. You can pick the wrong career. You can pick the wrong job. You can pick the wrong spouse. You can pick the wrong whatever. But you get it right one time, you're set. But if you don't go out there and try all those different things, you'll never get that one time. And so it's not a question of, okay, how much different stuff do I do, or how many different things should you try? Try them all. Try them all until you find the one you like. And then it's like, it gets really easy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.